tribute to our boy Twitch, because this was a news topic that hit like what? Like, because of the fact that every time you see, you've never seen dude like down. Like, he was a staple, especially, like, we're all creatives and in entertainment, and we love dance, music, you know, and he just exuded, like, even he just swagged out So You Think You Can Dance, even in Step Up. Regardless of how bad the movies may have been theatrically, his performance as a dancer and his contribution as a dancer in all the movies that he's been in is unmatched. And the fact that he has left this earth in such a violent way, it just shows us that our mental health is not something that we can play with. Because everybody said the same thing, that he was such a bright light, that he was always, you know, the life of the party, the life of the room. And like, he didn't go into a room and just take a bunch of pills and was just like, I'm gonna just go to sleep and not wake up again. He took the most violent way out of here.
Let me ask you a question, because I purposely didn't read about his story, because when I received the news, I was laying in the bed and my husband told me the night after, or whenever it happened, I found out like a day later. And he told me literally at nighttime. So when I tell you, I had a hard time sleeping that night. So I had chose not to even read his story, because I was so hurt behind it, with my history of depression and just knowing how deep someone's soul can get with that darkness. But the question I have is, you said violently, like, which way did he go out? Did he shoot himself?
Yes.
Wow. And also too, my question is, I heard he wrote a letter. Did they ever reveal what the letter said?
No.
No, it just said that he referenced his past issues.
And he had children, right?
Three.
Yeah, that's the part that really hurt me and bothered me, because I said, you know, for him to get to that point where he felt like he had to go, I've been there where I wanted to commit suicide. And I've talked about this earlier this year on a show with you, Kai, where I was heavily, heavily depressed. So I know that feeling of wanting to kill yourself. But what kept me from not killing myself is my kids. I just didn't want that stain to be on their life. Mm-hmm. So for someone to leave knowing how it would affect their children lets me know he was so far gone that he just didn't think there was any other way out but to kill himself. So I just want to send, you know, my prayers to his family. I'm so sorry that his family is going through this at this moment. I just ask God to cover his children, his wife, and the immediate family and their close friends, because this is because what happens is too is that the people around you say, well, damn, like, is this something I could have done? Mm-hmm. They start replaying all the conversations they had in the last 5 to 10 days, or just the little things, and they start saying, well, damn, I did notice something, but I just thought it was his regular way of handling things. Sometimes you hear stories of how people actually get overly excited before they kill themselves. So maybe in personal stories I heard with a person, you know, they came home happy and they were like, okay, y'all ready for dinner? And then the person went and took a shower and did themselves while the family was home. So you just don't know. But I just, you know, I just pray that the family does not put that on themselves, that they could have done something better.
Well, I think out of this group, I'm probably the like Twitch fan. I've known of him from way, way back when he was dancing with Wade Robson from even before he was on season 4 of So You Think That You Can Dance. I know all the dances. I know some of the choreographers of the dances he did. So I have been a Twitch fan. And I think for me, it was sort of like when Chadwick passed, I say I'm still in like mourning. And when this started, I was like, everyone who has ever spoken about Twitch said he brought light into the room he was in. He always spoke positively. He always poured into other people. He was a light. He was a gift. And it made me start to think of a lot of people had used those same words about me. So it put me sort of in this place of, well, what does that say about me? How can someone be this light and this gift and then do something like this? So I, being the person that I am, I reached out to my therapist and I was just like, I know we're not supposed to meet this week, but I think I need a session this week to just speak about what this means and like how this could actually like happen to someone who everybody said they never saw like signs. So as with everybody else, my heart goes out to one, his family, to the dance world, because the dance world, this has like hit home. So to everyone he loved and that loved him, I just say that mental health is real and we all need to take care of it.
I guess for me, it hits home because I suffer with anxiety and depression. And thankfully, you know, I'm in therapy now. I've been battling, you know, suicidal thoughts since I was 13. My last almost plan was in 2020. So just to think of how you guys could be grieving, or just to think about, you know, the people around me, and especially having a relationship with God, I knew there could be a light at the end of the tunnel. I just have to get through this dark alley. And like I explained before, I just felt like it always felt as if a cloud was always following me. So I finally, you know, made the full step to getting help. So I started seeing my therapist in 2020. And to see the amounts of progression and transitions that my life has had with therapy, it's like night and day sometimes. And sometimes I really have to thank God and just be like, you know, like, thank you. You know, it's the amount of work I've put into myself to get out of that dark hole. And it just makes me feel so bad and so hurt because a lot of people do not get out of that hole. Mm-hmm. And Twitch didn't get out of that hole. And the amount of work that you have to put into yourself to tell yourself each and every day that I'm getting choked up, just think about it. It's a lot. Especially when you're a person that always feels as if you have to overachieve in life. To always have a smile on your face, to always be the best that you can be. It is a lot. And I don't mean to get emotional, but I just, because I'm so grateful for the transition that I had. So grateful. And looking at, you know, all of the news and the news and everything. And thankfully, my boyfriend was there with me at the time. And I had to turn to him and I was just like, if you ever feel as if you cannot get out of what you're getting through or your mind or what, please tell me. Don't do this alone. Don't put me in that position to deal with that. Because I don't want to also, I know it's for you also, but I know how bad that, and I don't want to go back there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling everybody, you know, on here that's looking, you're valuable. You're worth so much more. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to do it alone. My condolences, my prayers to everybody, you know, that's affected by him. He sure was a beacon of light. And just, you know, remember, you are so much more than what your mind is telling you. Sometimes you have to outsmart your own self. Mm-hmm. You know, so just put in the work. And I promise you, you will feel so much better once you put every, you choose your heart. Going through that is hard. Getting out of that is hard. Being overweight, that's hard. Being fit, that's hard. You got to choose your heart. So just choose the one that's going to benefit you more. So that's all I have to say.
Eve, you just, I got tears in my eyes because you just brought back memories for me of what I went through. I would get up every morning on that toilet and have to, it was a battle. It was like I had the good person and the bad person, and they were battling each other. No, you're no good. Who you think you are? Just don't do that to yourself. Don't, like, it was just like I was my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And what's deep about you is, like, anyone that knows your history, you've been in the entertainment business for a long time.
Yeah.
You've done backup singing for a lot of stars. So somebody who didn't know you personally, or even people that know you personally, but not as personal as we do, would say, well, she had all of that and she still wanted to kill herself. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand, like, it's easier for us to say to you what we feel, but it's that actual feeling of wanting to hurt yourself, or that deep, deep, dark feeling, is so scary. I don't even wish this on my worst enemy. I even used to joke around, I don't wish it on Trump.
Mm-hmm. And because
that feeling is the worst feeling on the planet.
Right. And I kept on saying to everybody, like, everybody's like, oh, you got so much talent. Why don't you push yourself more? You know what you could be doing? You know what you could be doing? And I'm just like, okay, I know I can be doing that, but can I handle that? Mm. You gotta know yourself. I can't handle that. Mm. I know what my mind is telling me, and before it gets me, I gotta get it. So, mm-hmm. It's ongoing battle, but God is good.
Well, I want to say this because I know that there have been times. There have been times when we have all hit some low points. Mm-hmm. I mean, so low that you literally have said, well, the only place to go from here is up, because mm-hmm. you can't get no lower than where you are, mm-hmm. right? And if I could share one thing with any and everybody, I would say this. When you are in your deepest, darkest place, I know that it's a cliche term, but it's a cause and effect. Just like the rain comes, without a shadow of a doubt, the sun has to shine.
Right.
The rain cannot last always. So just because it looks daunting and you don't see a way out, you cannot figure out, and it's like a constant battle. And you're like, God, how much more of this can I take? How much, you know, pressure can, I mean, us as Black people alone, you know, the constant barrage of persecution and just hits that we have to take on a daily basis. And you're just like, how much, how much, how much, how long? And you don't see an end in sight. But just like the night comes, the sun rises in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The rain is going to fall, but the sun has to shine again. So any situation in your life that comes, it's not going to last forever. And sometimes we get so bogged down by a situation, we can't see past that situation, and we can't see that something else is going to happen. We can't see past it and see that it's not going to last forever, because nothing lasts forever. Hurt doesn't last forever. Joy doesn't last forever. Pain doesn't last forever. And I'm a witness. I mean, I've been in pain for a long time. Then sometimes I'm not. But then sometimes it come right on back. But if you can just see that it does not last forever, and that there is some reprieve, there is some release, there is some releasing of the burden that is, lays on your shoulders, then you can move on. You can lift your head up and say, you know what? I can go another day. I can make it another day. I can walk the next block. I can persevere. I can move forward. It's not always going to be bloom and doom. This social media, this current state is disgusting.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how, especially my son's age, or both my son's age, I don't know how, because they're not equipped with the click clackers. They're not equipped with the, you know, they're not equipped with getting hurt. They're not equipped with socialization and getting, you know, the mama jokes. You know, they're not equipped with stuff like that. Now, they don't know how to handle, you know, adversity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they never had to deal with it. Now it's just online bullying and, oh, you know, she said this about me on TikTok or Snap. They don't know how to deal with adversity. So the little bit of adversity that they get, it seems insurmountable. And everything is exacerbated. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's Twitch's story, because Twitch was 40 years old. Bullet to his head?
That's crazy.
With a wife and three kids, and you just celebrated your anniversary? That's some next level stuff.
Yeah. But it gets like that. It gets like that, and people just don't have listen.
You ever wonder why it be them that do it, and people like Trump and like Kid Rock and, you know, all of them?
I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. And I know I told y'all, you know, on another occasion, but as a spiritualist, I went into my daughter's room one time. And at this point, I already had come to the surface, and I still was bad. Like, I know it was within the last 2 years, but I knew like I was out of my darkness. I went into my daughter's room, which was looking like a hot ghetto mess. And
which I one? The big, the middle, or the little?
The big one. Like a hot ghetto mess. And I had to make some phone calls, and I had to call some patients, and I needed to find peace and quietness. So I found quietness in her room. And I sat on her bed. And when I tell you, this heaviness, like a blanket laid on top of me, It was, I never felt that. Well, point is, I felt that before when I was deep in my depression. And when I felt that, I popped up like, oh, hell no. I was like, whoever you are, get out. So I say that to say, you asked about Kid Rock and Trump. There are some evil entities that are out there that latch on to people like Twitch, like Eve, like myself, that when they see somebody's already in that doom, they attack them more and push them even further down. So when that happened to me, I was like, oh, and she came home, I was like, yo, clean this room. I said, because evilness likes dirtiness. And I'm like, whatever evil entity you're entertaining, you need to get it out of here. Now, thank God for her. She's always happy-go-lucky anyway. So I was surprised that thing probably was trying to attack her. I'm like, damn, I can't even get to this soul. She's like, woo!
hey, you want some cookies?
I've been working on her for days, weeks, and months. I still can't infiltrate her soul. But I felt it. So I feel that
with Chris a lot.
With that heavy. Yeah.
I feel it a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say something, I'll ask him if he's okay, and he'll be like, yeah, I'm cool. But he won't say anything, so I'll just pray, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Cause they make a long story short, not to get too deep, because we could go in a different direction, but there are entities that latch onto people who are sad, and they will make your life more miserable than what it needs to be. And so that's when souls gotta say, you know what, I need to connect with God. Because God is the only one, and Eve, you can attest to this, God is kind of the only one that can get you out of there. Mm-hmm. It's literally, you gotta get, something gotta come and get you out of that deep closet. Because it's a deep closet, I've been there. Mm-hmm. The best way I could explain what my depression was, like the movie Get Out, when he was sunken and he was going
And
I could be standing there talking to people, happy-go-lucky, cracking jokes, but I was way deep down there. And that was just an exterior.
Just a facade. You was in a coagulum.
Yep. I love all of y'all, and not one of y'all I felt comfortable going to. There was nobody. There was not one soul I knew I can go to, because we are so deep in our struggle that
this feel like you'll be judged.
There's something telling you that thing that sat on my bed was those entities that tell you, you don't go to nobody. No, because then they're gonna judge you. They're gonna think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. They're gonna think you you're weird. They're gonna then they're gonna talk about you behind your back and talk about how you this that so. So it was no, so this, so like anybody that needs to speak to someone.
Anyone, anywhere can call 988.
Yeah. To the Boss family, we offer our sincere condolences. And to everybody that is watching, if you have or you know anyone that is struggling with your mental health, text 988 and just know that we love you and we are praying for you. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. God, we thank you for our audience. God, we thank you for each person that is represented here today. God, we thank you for each soul. God, we know that you created us in your image, God. So we ask that you touch our minds, our hearts, our spirits. God, dwell in us daily, God. Lord, help us to know that you are with us on a daily basis, God. Let us see you every day, God. Let us see ourselves as you see us. Let us see each other as you see us. God, give us a heart to love. Give us a heart to love one another. Give us a mind to love. Give us a mind to do the things that you have called us to do, God. God, show us the things that you would want us to see, and keep from us the things that we shouldn't. God, shield us from the evil things that try to infiltrate us on a daily basis. We cast out every evil spirit that tries to come against us every single day, that tries to hinder our lives, that tries to attack our spirits, attack our families, attack our loved ones. God, we claim that you are Lord of all, and we cast out every evil thing and we send it into outer darkness for an eternity. Devil, you have no place in our lives. You have no place in our hearts. You have no place in our minds. Confusion does not reside here. Confusion does not reside in our minds. Depression does not reside in our minds. We call on joy. We call on peace. We call on love. We call on tenderness. We call on kindness. We call on clarity of thought. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we are victorious in you, God. We declare that we are powerful and we have the power to call things that are not to be so. And God, we thank you. And we claim the victory right now in your name. Amen.